Brothers and sisters, Happy New Year. For us Catholics, the New Year is not just a time when we mark the passage of time from one year to another. It also is the last day of the octave of Christmas. So it's a week ago that we celebrated Christmas. Today is the eighth day of Christmas. And so it becomes for us the end of our celebration of Christmas Day. And on the last day of the octave of Christmas, of course, we celebrate this great solemnity that we have, the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. This title, Mother of God, that we give to Mary is one that we Catholics use so often that we almost use it without giving it any reflection or really considering what it means. For anybody who prays the rosary daily, as I do myself, you say it 53 times when you say the Hail Mary, the 53 Hail Marys in the rosary. And we use this title, Mother of God, so frequently that we almost take it for granted. Of course, Mary's the Mother of God. But this was a title that came with a lot of controversy. In the late 4th and early 5th century, there was a bishop by the name of Nestorius. And Nestorius was preaching that you could call Mary the Mother of Christ, but you couldn't call her the Mother of God. A bishop from Alexandria by the name of Cyril, whom we call Saint, so you can tell who's going to win this argument here, said, no, that's not right. She is, in fact, the Mother of God, because Jesus is, in fact, God, and Mary is her mother. Or his mother. So by virtue of that, Mary is the Mother of God. And this took a church council, the Council of Ephesus, to resolve this issue. And the Council of Ephesus did in fact declare that Mary is the Mother of God. The term they used was the Theotokos, the Mother of God, the God-bearer. And it declared that she is the Mother of God. And there was great celebration when this was announced. And it became a term that was used and applied to Mary throughout our liturgical celebrations, and certainly as we see it today on this feast of the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. And you might say, okay, well, that's nice, Father Brian. Thanks for that nice history lesson. What does that have to do with us today? Why is that so important? It's important because, as with all Marian feasts, they're really not about Mary. They're about Jesus himself. And this feast gets to the identity of who this newborn child is. He is, in fact, God incarnate. And that becomes important because it changes the weight with which we approach this child. You see, if Jesus were not God, if he were just a really great teacher, as some people claim, well, then we could say, okay, well, maybe I should listen to him, but there's lots of great teachers that have come throughout the ages. You know, Confucius was a great teacher. Gandhi was a great teacher. There's all sorts of people who were great teachers. And the reason that we listen to them is based on, you know, perhaps the argument of their teachings, and they have sound arguments. But that's not what we're saying when it comes to Jesus. We're saying, no, he's not a great teacher. He's not just another Gandhi. He's not another Confucius. He is God himself. And when God himself speaks, that puts a whole different weight on things. You'd better listen when God himself speaks. You know, that's almost as important as when mom speaks. You know, when God himself speaks, everybody better be paying attention. And so what we learn from this title, Mother of God, is that this child is in fact God. And of course it makes complete sense. The last words that we hear Mary speak in the Gospels are, do whatever he tells you. The reason she says that isn't just because she was a Jewish mom who was proud of her son. It's because her son was in fact God. And if he is in fact God, then everything that we do has to be about serving him. It has to be about following him, the way of life that he is giving to us. And the great news about understanding that this newborn child who we celebrated the birth of a week ago and continually throughout the whole octave of Christmas is that this newborn child is both God and man. You see, it's not just the Mother of God we're celebrating, it's also the Blessed Virgin Mary, which speaks to her humanity. And it speaks to the way in which Jesus is both God and man. And that becomes important for us human beings as well, because in the person of Jesus, what we see is divinity and humanity being united into one. And what that means for us and our great hope as Catholic Christians is that we can be united with God as well. God became a human being so that we could be united with him and share in his divinity. That's the great mystery of our salvation that we celebrate every time we celebrate the Eucharist. I think one of the greatest places where we see that in the Eucharist, unfortunately, most of you never get to hear it, is when we're preparing the altar and we're mingling the water with the wine. There's a prayer that's spoken silently by the deacon when he does that, or the priest if he's the one doing it, and it says, Lord, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That's really what our salvation is about. It's about us coming and sharing in that divine life of Christ who humbled himself to become a human being like us. He humbled himself not just to see if he could do it, not because he was curious what it would be like to be a human being. He humbled himself so that we could enter into that proper relationship with him, that we could be united with him. He did it out of love for us. It shows how special we are to God. He never did this for the angels, by the way. He only did it for us human beings. He loves us so much that not only does he want us to follow his commands, to share in his glory, he wants to unite himself with us. And when we celebrate the Eucharist, when we receive communion, that's exactly what we do. We unite ourselves to Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And so this feast that we celebrate today is really, it's not one so much about glorifying Mary. You know, we Catholics are often accused of worshiping Mary. It's one about understanding who Jesus is, that he is both God and man, and understanding that he became man out of love for us, so that we could be united with him and share in his divine life. So as we go forth and celebrate this New Year's Day, let us do so knowing that God loves us so much that he wants us to share life with him. And let us make it our mission to share that good news with all those who we encounter this day and this year. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who acknowledge Jesus as God and Mary as the Mother of God.